Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and the repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven. They did him homage and then returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So I know this atheist, and he's always given me a hard time for being a believer. I guess it comes with the job, comes with the territory, right? So I said to him, I says, look at it. He says, you get four options in life, four. If you believe and God exists, you win. If you believe and God doesn't exist, as my atheist says, then you lose. If you don't believe in God exists, well, you lose. And if you don't believe and God doesn't exist, you lose. You have four options. One stands out among the four. So I am going to choose the only winning combination. Now, I'm sure my atheist friend would say, well, why doesn't God make it a little bit easier? You know, why doesn't he just show himself more often? Why doesn't Christ just stay and be recognized? Why doesn't God take away my problems and make it so that we, you know, that there is a God, so there's more visible, so we have more contact and then we can see God and make it easy for us? Well, to that I say, making it difficult makes it valuable. You know, I run marathons, and there's thousands of marathons in the world. You can go to any city, any place, and they have marathons offered everywhere. There's one marathon in the world that stands out among all the others, and that's Boston. No matter where you go, everyone wants to qualify for Boston. And the reason why everybody wants Boston is because it's so hard to get in. You have to qualify. It's not like all the other marathons. Now, if the Boston Marathon, people says, we'll make it easy for people, so we want everybody to be a part of it. We want everybody to join in and have an opportunity to run the Boston course. It would lose all its speciality. It wouldn't be as special anymore. It would just be another marathon. But because it's so hard to get in, because it's so difficult, and you have to work so hard to get in it, it makes it special. It makes it great. So when Jesus ascended into heaven, he made believing great. He made believing valuable. He made it worth it. He made it something that's special instead of just being something that's common. So this feast day is really, really important to all of us, that God makes our religion, our belief, something that it might be hard, it might be difficult, but that's what gives it so much value to God. That's what gives God so much glory.